This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Sikkim, glacial lake outburst flood in parts of Lonak Lake in Mangan district resulted in the rise of water levels along the Teesta River basin in the early hours today, causing a flash flood. State Disaster Management Authority has informed this. In Pakyong district, 23 army personnel have been missing and one person has been rescued at Bardang, where some vehicles are submerged under slush. Chief Minister P.S. Tamang has reached Singtam. Severe damages have been reported in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Many bridges have collapsed and houses washed away. Communication network in Mangan district surrounding Chungthang has been affected. It remains cut off due to the Tung bridge collapse. Houses have been washed away in Pitang and Dikchu. Two GREF labourers are reported missing at Sankalang. A GREF crusher plant and old police barrack have been washed away at Tung and four people have been reported missing. In Gangtok district, 25 people have been rescued by STRF. In Namchi district, LD Kazi Bridge and Indrini Bridge have been washed away. Around 500 people are sheltered in relief camps and a permanent relief camp has been set up at Pranami Mandir. Sikkim's connectivity with West Bengal via Siliguri is blocked at least four places on National Highway 10. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang visited the affected areas in Singtam this morning and took stock of the situation. After visiting the affected areas, the Chief Minister convened an emergency meeting at the community centre, Singtam. The central government has declared the National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, and their factions as unlawful associations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The Home Ministry has banned these organizations for 5 years. The ministry said the government is of the opinion that the activities of NLFT and ATTF are detrimental to the sovereignty and integrity of India and that they are unlawful associations. It said these factions have been engaging in subversive and violent activities, thereby undermining the authority of the government and spreading terror and violence among people for achieving their objectives. Bi-monthly meeting of Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee began in Mumbai today. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das will issue a monetary policy statement on Friday. He will also address the press conference on the same day. After the last meeting, MPC kept interest rates unchanged. Currently, repo rate is at 6.5%, reverse repo rate at 3.35% and bank rate is at 6.75%. The RBI has projected real GDP growth for 2023-24 at 6.5%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Vice President of Dominican Republic Raquel Pena in New Delhi last evening. They discussed further strengthening of India-Dominican Republic bilateral ties, especially in trade and commerce, education, defense, space and renewables. They also exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Ms. Pena arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. She called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jodhpur in Rajasthan tomorrow. He will lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, aviation, health and higher education. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of important projects for strengthening the health infrastructure. In Italy, at least 21 people reportedly died and 18 were injured yesterday after a bus fell from an overpass near Venice. The bus was running on methane and caught fire after the crash. It was returning from Venice's historic center to a camping site when the accident occurred in northern Italy. At Hangzhou Asian Games, Indian duos Jyoti Surekha Venam and Ojas Deotale won gold in archery. They defeated Republic of Korea in compound mixed team final by a scoreline of 159-158. Earlier, Ram Babu and Manjurani opened country's medal account on 11th day, clinching bronze medal in the 35 kilometers mixed relay race walk. With this, country's overall medal tally has now reached its best ever 73, comprising 16 gold, 26 silver and 31 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.